So let's review. The Mishnah earlier said, "Hamoitzi kelim v'aleim tzuris chametz tzuris levana tzuris darkan yelichim liyam melech." If someone finds utensils engraved with the image of the sun, the moon, or a darkan, they are forbidden and should be thrown into the Dead Sea. The Gemara now explains, "Ezehu tzuris darkan." What is the image of the darkan? Kol sheyesh li tzitzin bein pirkei tzavar, a serpent-like creature that has fins between the vertebrae of its neck. The Gemara relates, "Amar Rabbi Chana Amir Yeshu ben Levi, pamacha seyis mahalach acha Reb Elazar kaba beribi baderech." Reb Elazar was once traveling and found a ring that was engraved with the image of a darkan. He encountered a non-Jewish child and did not say anything to him. But when he then encountered an adult non-Jew and asked him to nullify it. When he refused, he slapped him and he then nullified it. The Gemara infers three halachas from this incident. A non-Jew can nullify his or another non-Jew's idol. Only one who is familiar with idols and their worship can nullify an idol. That is why Reb Elazar did not ask the non-Jewish child to nullify it. Even if the non-Jew is forced to nullify an idol, it is nullified. However, the Gemara challenges the need to nullify the ring at all from a Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia. If one saves an item from a wild animal, or from marauding troops, or from a flooding river or the high tide, or if you find something in the public area, he may keep the item because his owner certainly despaired of recovering it. Therefore, as Rashi explains the question, when one finds a lost idol, he may assume that the non-Jew despaired of recovering it, and since he never plans to worship it again, that should nullify the idol. The Gemara answers, he despairs from recovering it, but not from it being worshipped, because he thinks, either way, if a non-Jew finds it, he will worship it. And if a Jew finds it, he will realize that it's expensive and will sell it to a non-Jew who will worship it. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Mus Tzuris Levana Hoyel L'Rem Gamliel, Bal Yasai B'Tavla U'B'Kaisel. Shabhen Mara said Yaitis V'Aymalahen, Kizeri Yisim or Kizeri Yisim. Rem Gamliel had small forms or images of various moon shapes with which he would verify the accuracy of the witness's testimony. The Gemara asks, Omishari, is one permitted to make replicas of the moon or any other one of the heavenly bodies? After all, the Pasuk states, Leisasun iti leisasun kedmus tramoshe hamisham shen lefanai, do not produce replicas of any of my servants, which would include the moon. The Gemara now cites a series of braises that elaborate on the scope of this lav to prove that this is indeed forbidden. The first braise details items that can be replicated exactly as the original. Leyasa adam bayis tavnes hechel. One may not build a house to the exact dimensions of the hechel, achsadr tavnes ulam, nor a structure to the exact dimensions of the ulam, chatzar keneged azara, nor a courtyard to the dimensions of the azara, shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah, nor an exact replica of the shulchan or menorah, aval eisa shalchamisha b'shal shisha b'shal shemayna. However, one may make a menorah of 5, 6, or 8 lamps, b'shal shiva leyasa, but a menorah of 7 lamps, like that which was in the Beis HaMikdash, is forbidden. A second braisa forbids even shamoshen she'ef shalasas kamoisen, even those that cannot be replicated exactly, as it states, leisasun iti, leisasun kedmus shamosha misham shalafana b'mar. You shall not replicate that which serves Hashem in the heavens. Now, this braisa might be referring only to all the four faces of the Chayas HaKodesh together, upon which the heavenly throne rests, which are sharva adam v'ari b'nesher, the face of an ox, human being, lion, and eagle. However, another braisa forbids shamoshen shebemad ha'elyon, all celestial beings that serve Hashem in the highest of the seven heavens. Loisasen iti, loisasen kedmus shamoshem misham shlofonim b'marm, kegoyin efanim, b'strafim, v'chayis ha'kodesh, v'malachi ha'sharis. You shall not replicate that which serves Hashem in the heavens, such as the various levels of malachim. And yet another braisa forbids even shamoshem shebemadur ha'tachten, celestial bodies that reside on a lower level in the second of the seven heavens. This is derived from the pasuk loisasen l'chol pesel v'chol temuna asher b'shamayim mimal, v'asher b'oretz mitachas, v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'oretz. As the Braisa expounds, Asher b'shamayim l'rabas chama u'levana k'chavim u'mazalis, to include the sun, moon, stars, and constellations, mimal l'rabas malach ha'sharis, to include the angels. Therefore, based on these Braises, how could Rabbi Gamliel have made replicas of the moon? The Gemara first explains that these psukim refer to la'avdam, the prohibition against worshipping them. However, another braisa explicitly forbids asiyah gredasa, even only making an image of these celestial bodies, as it states, lo sasin iti, lo sasin kedmusha moshe hameshamshin lefanai, kegoin chamu levanu kechav mazalis. You shall not make an image of the sun, moon, stars, or constellations. Therefore, the question remains, how could Rabbi Gamliel have made these images of the moon? Rather than answer, Shani Rabbi Gamliel, da cheirim asuloi. Rabbi Gamliel did not make them, rather non-Jews made them for him. However, the Gemara says that nevertheless one may not keep them mishum chashada, because he might be suspected of having made them. Therefore, the Gemara gives three answers. Rabim Shani kimin denasi hu shchichi rabim gabe. The public may keep these images because the public will not be suspected of worshipping Avodah Zarah. And since Rabbi Gamliel was denasi, there were always people around him and his dwelling was considered a public place. The Prakim have. The moon shapes of Rabbi Gamliel were made of interlocking pieces and were only assembled when he needed to show them to the witnesses. Otherwise, they were in pieces, which is permissible. L'Islamit Ovid, Rabbi Gamliel used these models for the purpose of learning and teaching how the moon should appear, which is permissible, as the pasuk regarding sorcery states, L'Islamit Lasis Ketoevis Hagoyim Mohim, from which we learn that one may not study for the purpose of following and copying the ways of the non-Jews. Avalata Lamit Lahavin Olahiris, however, one may learn and study for the purpose of understanding and teaching others. Mishnah earlier concluded, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Sha'ala HaMechubadin Asurin, Sha'ala HaMavuzin Mutarin. Images on dignified utensils are forbidden, but images on ordinary utensils are permitted. The Gemara cites two explanations. Mechubadin, lamala min hamayim, mevuzin, lamata min hamayim. If the image is engraved on the rim, above the water level, it is meant to be respected and therefore forbidden. But if they are lower on the walls or on bottom of the utensil, below the water level, they are permitted. Mechubadin, shala shirin val nazamim val tabois. Mevuzin, shala yeris, val kumkumasin, val mechamechamin, vishala sedinin, val amitbachis. Images on jewelry are respectable and forbidden, while images on pots or sheets are ordinary and permitted.